From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Election day is upon us. The California primary will narrow down pivotal races across California, from governor to Congress, as well as city and county races. As of this morning, roughly 4.3 million people have turned in their ballots statewide, or 19% of registered voters, according to Political Data Inc., a number that will go up in the coming days as returns are processed. In Sacramento County, voter turnout so far is at 24%. Cap Radio caught up with some people turning in their ballots, asking why this election is important to them.
I just feel like my due diligence has to be a little bit higher this year, I guess. I guess it's been like that for like the past 10 years, but this year, I think because the governor's race, it feels a bit heightened and it's really contentious.
My family's political, I'm political, Sacramento's pretty political, so I feel like I'm just surrounded by it, it's hard to avoid. I think housing's the biggest issue for me. I would say affordability, but hard to do much with that locally. But yeah, I'd say those are the two biggest things in my mind right now.
I mean, we've got the fourth largest economy on the planet. Hello? And there's homeless people a block from here. Why?
If the race turns out that there's two Republicans or two Democrats, how would you feel?
Pretty upset. Because, again, there's no choice. Because there's no difference. Because they're the same. No matter how they want to say they're different, they're the same.
The last time I was going to vote, that was about 6 years ago, I went to the wrong district. I'm currently a transit. I guess I haven't focused on voting. My main focus is unity. When there's unity, then I believe a society is strive.
And you have until 8 p.m. tonight to vote. As long as you're in line, you will be able to cast a ballot. Remember to sign the envelope as well. California also allows same-day registration, so you can also fill out a conditional ballot. I caught up with Kim Alexander with the California Voter Foundation yesterday about some more last-minute voting tips. Kim, as always, thank you for taking the time here on Insight.
Happy to join you, Vicky.
So as president of the California Voter Foundation, part of your mission is educating voters, of course, on how to vote. What have been some of the biggest questions you all have been receiving in the lead up to this primary?
The most frequent questions that we get are from voters who made a mistake on their vote by mail ballot and want to know how they can fix it. And so we have been giving out that advice as best we can. The best thing to do is to get a new ballot if you can, and you can actually go to a voting site and get a new ballot or just vote in person if you made a mistake on your vote by mail ballot. But if you don't have the time to do that, you made a choice, you changed your mind, you can cross out that choice and indicate your preference and draw an arrow to that new choice or circle it or give some other indication that that is your intent, and the elections office will remake your ballot and make sure that it is scanned and counted accurately. People also ask us, Vicky, about, I signed my husband's envelope by mistake, or I signed in the wrong area of the envelope, or we just had this question, my registration name has my full name, including my middle name, but I didn't sign with my middle name, and is my ballot going to get rejected? So these are all good questions, and we're hoping the Secretary of State will provide some guidance soon to voters, in a more comprehensive way. But in the meantime, we're doing the best we can to answer those. For those kinds of questions, the main thing is to make sure that your signature is on the envelope somewhere and that it looks like your signature on your driver's license, because that's the one it will likely be compared to. And don't worry about if you left your middle name out. There are regulations and laws that protect you from being disenfranchised because of something like that.
When looking at the return so far, because, most of us got our ballots, for the better part of a month. And for a lot of us, they've kind of been sitting around, on our countertop, as we've been weighing how to vote. So if you still have your ballot, you're planning to turn it in on election day, is it too late to put it in the mail?
If somebody wants to mail their ballot on election day, what they ought to do is actually go to a post office, go into the building, go to the counter, and ask a staff person to hand postmark their ballot. That way they know that it will be postmarked on election day. If you put it in a mailbox, a lot of times they're collected early in the day before you put it in there. And now we have this new postmark rule where there's no guarantee anymore that just because you put something into the possession of the U.S. Postal Service on a certain day, there's no guarantee it will be postmarked on that day. So using the mail service to send in your ballot is great if you have a week to send it in or at least a couple days, but this is just too close. So the good news for voters is there are plenty of drop boxes available. You can drop your ballot off at your county election office. You can drop it at any voting site up until 8 p.m. And in 31 of our counties, you can actually take your vote by mail ballot to your voting site and turn it in as an in-person ballot and even sometimes get it scanned right there. Sacramento is doing this. They're not doing the scanning, but they call it sign and go. And you can bring your voted ballot in and they'll check you in. You sign the roster like you would a regular in-person voter. And then you can deposit your ballot straight into the ballot box. So that's a win-win for the voter. They know their signature doesn't have to get verified. And for the elections office, they are able to count those ballots much more quickly.
Mm. Yeah, a big tip that I always remember from you and the California Voter Foundation, of course, is to sign the envelope if you are turning your ballot in. And I'm also curious, what are the rules for dropping off a ballot for someone else?
You're allowed to drop off ballots for other people. If you are assisting somebody else with their ballot return, you're supposed to fill out the area of the envelope that says that you're turning in somebody else's ballot. So you want to do that as well. And typically you see, you know, family member bringing in ballots for other family members, or you'll see roommates turning in each other's ballots. So that's a nice convenience for voters. And of course you can turn them into a drop box as well.
Mm. Some people may feel like they're on the sidelines, but California does offer conditional same-day voting if you have yet to register to vote. So how exactly does that work?
If you have moved since you last voted, or maybe you've moved recently to California, if you've lived here for at least a month, you can register and vote on election day. You need to go to a voting site and they will have you fill out a voter registration application. And you will be given a ballot that will be put in an envelope with your application so that they can verify you didn't vote somewhere else before they count your ballot. If you moved within the same county, you can often just vote a regular ballot because the county can look up your record and see that you are on the rolls, and then they will update your registration also. But they're able to, if there was a ballot sent to your old address, they can cancel that ballot right at the voting center here in Sacramento County, many other counties, and then you don't have to vote a provisional ballot at all. So the message to voters who have moved or who are not registered is it's not too late. Go to a voting site. Go early if you can. You know, don't wait till 7 p.m. because there may be lines and a long wait time, but the earlier in the day you can go, the better, and there'll be staff people there to help you.
Yeah. I've been watching the early voting results come in from Political Data Inc. That's that ballot tracker across the state. And as of Monday, it was, I think, 17% of registered voters had returned their ballot. I believe in 2022, the last midterm year, maybe less than half was the actual voter turnout. You know, I would think for someone who heads a voter foundation, that must be a frustrating statistic to take in each election cycle.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, actually, I'm very sympathetic with California voters who have wanted to hold on to their ballots. This has been a very fluid election. People are changing their minds. Candidates are, you know, performing in different ways that is impacting how voters feel about them. And I completely understand why people would want to take more time. I think also that, you know, there are people who are procrastinating. We certainly have those types of voters. But there are also a lot of people who hold on to their ballot because they want something to do on election day. And so they want to turn in their ballot on election day. And, you know, that's great that they're voting. But because they are turning in a vote by mail ballot on election day, they are the main reason why it takes us so long to get our election results. Because those ballots that arrive in envelopes on election day, in drop boxes, through the mail, and at vote centers, account for as much as 25% of all the ballots that are cast. And the elections office can't process them until after the election has been held. So that is the leading reason why we have our long vote count. It's a combination of shifting to vote by mail and voter behavior where voters are waiting to turn in those ballots. So that's why we want voters who are able to take advantage of this opportunity to turn in their ballot as an in-person ballot at a voting site. That will allow them to get their ballot counted immediately. They'll be in the count on election night, and they don't have to do signature verification. They don't have to wonder if their ballot is going to be accepted. So it's a win-win for the voters and for the election officials. And of course, everybody can vote an in-person ballot. You know, we have shifted to vote by mail, but a lot of people want that in-person experience. And that's why we have voting sites open all across the state on election day. Mm. And they're open until 8 p.m.
You know, in a letter early last month, like talking about election results, Governor Newsom asked all 58 county election officials to expedite vote counting, citing, quote, that the longer vote counting takes, the more mis and disinformation spreads. Your organization also coming up with some strategies to help accelerate election results. Why is the speed of counting so important?
It's important for a number of reasons. I mean, first of all, we are seeing a decline in voter confidence that is tied to this issue of the longer it takes to get the results, the more people are doubting the reliability of those results. So that's one of the top reasons to speed up the count. But also, it is something that is allowing, as the governor said in his letter, this opportunity for mis and disinformation to be spread. And so in that vacuum, we see that happening. We've seen that happen now since at least 2018. Another reason that we're promoting this goal is because it is a disservice to the candidates and to their constituents to have to wait so long to find out the outcome. It really puts the candidate who wins, you know, behind their colleagues in terms of their ability to get bills introduced, their ability to develop their team, their policies. And that ultimately harms their voters. And lastly, you know, we also see those election officials the governor was criticizing. They take all this criticism. They are on the front lines of this, and they are simply doing their jobs with the tools and in the timeline the legislature and the governor have provided for them. So we are also advocating for funding to be made available to the counties to get the equipment, staff, and space they need to accelerate the ballot counting process. And we also want to see funding go to the Secretary of State and counties to promote statewide voter education, to urge voters to get their ballots in just a little bit earlier so that counties can get a jump on counting. We can get ballots across the finish line more quickly, and AP and other news organizations are able to call races more quickly, which is really what we're after. Counties still want to take the time they need to take, and we want them to as well, to count every ballot that is valid and to verify the vote and to be accurate and secure. But we believe that we can do that and also be able to get the results, more ballots processed more quickly so that enough ballots are counted that news organizations can call races earlier than a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks even after the election, and candidates can claim victory, their opponents can concede, and we can move on. And that's, I think, something that everybody would like to see happen.
Kim, as always, important information. Thank you for joining us with the 101 on Election Day.
Thanks, Vicki. And of course, your listeners can find a lot more at our website at calvoter.org.
Kim Alexander is the president of the California Voter Foundation. Remember, as long as you're in line by 8 p.m. tonight, you can vote. Up next, we'll check in with the California Republican and Democratic parties. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.